We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Execution on the donkey of the day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
He gave me donkey of the day, and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
It's time for donkey of the day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne alone.
Charlamagne, who you giving donkey of the day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, donkey of the day for Friday, January 26th goes to a 26-year-old man named Angrej Singh. Okay, Angrej. He has been arrested after allegedly masquerading as his girlfriend so he could take an exam in her place. Listen to what the hell I just said to you. Angrej has been arrested after cross-dressing. Okay, he decided to identify as his girlfriend in order to take an exam for her. Y'all don't listen to me or take me serious because I got a lisp. So let's go to Vice News for the report, please.
Man arrested after impersonating his girlfriend to write an exam on her behalf. Angrej Singh from Punjab has been arrested after dressing as his girlfriend, Paramjeet Kaur, to sit a health worker exam on her behalf. According to police, Singh took a fake ID along to take the test, but was caught after his fingerprints didn't match the correct candidates on a biometric device. Kaur has had her application turned down.
You think? Damn. Man, hit my Bobby Caldwell, man. Hit that What You Won't Do for Love one time for me, right? Listen, that white boy can sing. Can't drop on a clue bump for Bobby Caldwell. Listen, man, listen, I pray we all get to experience love on this level. I'm serious. Even though he's getting donkey today, I'm serious. I want all of us to experience love on this level. I understand he got arrested, and arrest is never good, but we all need to be stupid in love at least once in life, okay? It's a lot of lessons to be learned when you've been stupid in love. Hopefully that stupidity doesn't cause you to do something like die or kill, but getting arrested because you decided to be trans for a test is so sweet. Okay, sweet and stupid. All right, his woman was trying to be a healthcare worker, and she already had failed the previous prerequisite exam, so even though he was her main sugar stain, he decided to be an undercover lover and go undercover as her. Shaved his facial hair, applied makeup, and got bussied up, okay, in women's clothes and went to take the exam. You want to see a picture of him?
I do.
Let me show you a picture of him. Look at him, look at him, look at him. Look at him. You see? I'm all for equality, okay? Women have been doing things like letting us hold their pee for years, the pass piss test. If you've never had to pass a drug test, you probably can't relate. So to me, this is the next level of that. Now listen, if I'm his girlfriend, I'm flattered, but also insulted. Because how handsome does my boyfriend think I am that he could just put on some makeup and passes me? How strong are my facial features? How defined is my jawline? How many muscles do I have in or around my neck that would make my boyfriend think he could pass as me? She had to be thinking, am I pretty? Is he handsome? Is he pretty? Am I handsome? Maybe we are both pretty handsome. And what kind of build is happening here on the both of them? Does he have man breasts? Huh? Does he have the titties of Todd? Huh? Does he have hips? Huh? Is he as thick as me? Huh? Is he as thick as me? Is he as thick as me? Look at me, King. Look at me.
You're not that thick.
Now look. I looked at the young man. Okay, he's pretty. I don't know if it's the makeup or the hair or his features are already soft, but he's pretty. Not as pretty as Theo Von says I am.
Charlamagne, I think, kind of have a. He seemed like
a troll.
A little bit. He seemed like he have a kind of a womanly look. Mm-hmm. He's beautiful.
That's right.
You think that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you tell me Charlamagne ain't fine, bro.
Come on now.
Come on, dog. I think if you put if he was in Japan or
a wig.
If he was you put him in a wig, dog, some basketball player is gonna f him.
He not as fine as I would be if I decided to cross-dress, which I would never, word to Cat Williams. But I can acknowledge Angridge is a decent-looking ladyboy, but still a ladyboy nonetheless. And that's what got him in trouble, because exam officials grew suspicious because his face didn't match the picture on the application form, you think? And then authorities ran his biometrics and discovered they didn't match. And this is new. I just found this out. He wore a tennis skirt with no drawers, so somebody noticed his testicles hanging out of the tennis skirt, the jig was up. Police also accused his girlfriend of conspiring with her boyfriend, as they believed he wouldn't have been able to enact the deception without her consent and possible assistance. This might be the first time in human history that a woman encouraged and empowered her man to cheat, and she was happy he did. And she also got held accountable for her role in his cheating because she encouraged it. And there you have it. The secret to healing the world. Please give Angridge Singh and his girlfriend the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Couple things.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that pretty and you're not that thick. That's
who?
One.
Who? Thickest person in this room. And there's how many of us in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us in here. Okay? Two women. Thicker than everybody in here. Play with me if you want to.
Let's sit back down.
Cap what?
Cap.
Cap what?
Cap.
Y'all couldn't fill out these sweatpants.
Cap. He said y'all can't fill out his sweatpants.
Oh,
no.
Oh. Oh. I just been out, dude. Come on in there, Big Mac. God damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Big Mac got an ass on his stomach. Big Mac got Megan Thee Stallion ass for a stomach.
Jesus Christ. I'm not playing this game anymore. All right. What you want to do. All right, well, that was the donkey of the day.
Oh, Max, it really do look like an ass.
It looked crazy.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now, when we come back, comedian Earthquake will be joining us.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to kick it with Earthquake when we come back. And then Nala's here for Pastor Ox. Nala! Say something.
Nala, you got to break down this Megan Thee Stallion record, too. You're going to have to tell us all the subliminals and everything, okay?
Please. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
everybody. It's DJ NV Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Legend.
Legend. Comedian. Earthquake. Welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, brothers. It's always an honor to be on this show, man. I look forward to it. It's always a highlight when I come mix with you brothers, man.
Happy to have you here. How you feeling, first of all?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Life is good. Things are good. Career's popping. So I'm good, man. I'm real good.
Mm-hmm. You know, your name came up when Cat Williams did his interview with Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about just that conversation, period. What has that conversation done for black comedy?
Comedy, I don't think anything, because there wasn't no jokes in it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm in the joke-telling business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it didn't do anything, I think, for comedy. Personally speaking, me and him was cool. So, you know, I didn't know where that came from. Certain thing he said about me, half was true, half was a lie, you know. But to each his own. I don't, you know, man, I don't even get into that part of it, because see, I'm a type of person, if I have a problem with you, Charlamagne, I'm gonna call you. Mm-hmm. And man to man, and we either gonna talk it out, we're gonna duke it out, but we're gonna handle it man to man. I don't talk behind people back, and that's what social media is. If you go into a platform and talk about a person without you addressing them yourself, when you have opportunities to get in contact with them, let it be known. So, you know, I don't get into that, you know what I mean? I let them believe what they need to believe.
Now, you said you were cool, or you thought y'all were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are saying he did that to sell tickets. Some people said he was just venting. Or some people, it was just like, it was just a lie just to create the controversy around him. And you know him. It's just weird. It just feel like it just came out of nowhere.
Well, I don't know what his motivation on it. Mm-hmm. I have been in this business for 30 years. We as comedians have never did that type of thing ever before. We're not rappers. We don't have beefs. Mm-hmm. You have a disagreement with a comic, they usually, we take it with the individual and handle it as such. Outside of just, you know, doing that thing was the first time ever seeing it done. But we're on a new age now. Right. You know what I mean? It's a different age. And I don't know what the motivation of the brother is. When I first ran into Cat, he was the most phenomenal, doing things that never been done in here. He was selling out Madison Square Garden type arenas on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And that was never. I was coming into Oakland and they was like, you know, Cat gonna be here. I said, what? I just got here. What are you gonna do? Where you at this Friday? Like, nah, he Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. With the Warriors play, I was like, oh my God. And then, you know, his acting skills was on top, because he was on Hill Street Blues doing the thing. So I have always admired, you know, his work and what it is. But see, I don't get into all that, because I'm in the joke telling business, and as long as we talking about jokes, that's the only thing that I am into. I ain't in the pimp game, I ain't in the drug game, I ain't in none of that. I'm into the jokes. So if you have anything to say to me or anything to say to me, it should be right there in that category, because that's the only thing that I am involved in the public platform of it. So the rest of that he can keep.
Why do you say you can't read? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I mean, y'all into Russell right there. First of all, it's a lie, because I couldn't. I used to be a WBLS.
You did radio for years.
I did radio. And everybody in radio wants to be like y'all and be syndicated. Mm-hmm. But if you're not syndicated and you just got one goddamn station, only way you get some money off live reads in traffic and the rest of them. So it came to that. And another thing, ninth grade, I was picked to go to Georgetown in the Upper Brown program.
Upper Brown ain't no joke.
Upper Brown program. Thank you. Upper Brown program. Only reason I didn't make Upper Brown program is when they took me on the tour, they let me taste a fresh donut for the first time. And I ate it. I'm like, oh my God, freshly squeezed orange juice. And I said, you can have all these? They said, yeah. I said, y'all keep on walking around. I'm going to stay right here near these donuts. Because I'm used to eating Hostess donuts. That's a little pack, that little pack powder, but I never had like a Dunkin' one. I'm like, oh my God, this is delicious. So yeah, I was Upper Bound program to be picked out of Georgetown to go to Georgetown in the ninth grade. So I don't know. Also in the military as a air traffic controller, could have been aircraft controller, but I wanted to get out of my mother's house. So I said, what job can I leave today to leave her house? They said, you can be air traffic controller. You can come back in 6 months and leave. I said, nah, I need to leave today. What you got? They said, loading nuclear weapons. Because I said, I'll take it.
You used to load nuclear weapons?
Yeah, on man, I dropped one. I'm trying to see two live crew. Man,
stop playing.
No, real talk. Boxdale Air Force Base.
What?
Yeah, trying to see two live crew. When Luke first came out, we dropped that. Because you have to change the ordinance to disguise from the Russians.
What are you talking about? You dropped the bomb so you can get out to the club?
No. I told him I wanted to go see Luke Friday. They put me on the schedule. I had already said I'm not going. So they said, go out there, change the ordinance, and then you can leave. Of course, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm like, all right, we don't need this. So I put it up, and we tell it move the rack and everything. We ain't put all the grease fitting in. It came down and hit. Boom! Everybody ran. I said, what y'all running for?
A nuclear weapon?
A nuke. I said, you hit the ground.
Real quick, I don't believe it.
I swear to God, I'll kiss somebody here. Listen to me, man. This is God, honest truth. God, take my talent from everything on. My name is in the Pentagon under Broken Arrow. You understand what I'm saying? Yes.
Why they call you Broken Arrow?
That's what happened when you drop a nuke on in the country. It's called a Broken Arrow. When it's a nuke on your own friendly soil and everything is an accident, it's called a Broken Arrow.
So you're radioactive right now.
No, man. It's just, you know, I told them. You understand? I'm in Boxdale, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
This when Luke was at the height of his thing and had 150 bad chicks.
Absolutely.
I said, I'm going. And they sent me out here to change the ordinance on the plane. Mm-hmm. So they brung it on themselves.
But the nuke clearly didn't go off.
No, nuclear weapons are some of the most safest ordnance that you got. Conventional is the more difficult because they got to drop at a certain height and then hit the safe thing, safe mall. It's the most safe. But everybody ran. And then base commander came. No, we was on the flight line. We was on the flight line on the B-52. And you put it in the bomb bay to change it out. And it came down and hit the ground. Boom, everybody ran. I was like, what y'all running for? And then they came and got me. Base commander came. And then they took us to the hospital to do drug tests and everything to see if we high. Ain't find nothing but incompetence in my blood. And then they put me on the snack bar.
Damn.
They don't let me touch no more.
No more nukes.
No more planes or nothing. And people are like, you stuck. I said, man, I don't care. E5 get the same amount of money as loading bombs as an E5 to pass out coffee. So the check ain't changed. Ain't hurt my feelings.
I don't know, man. A lot of people are going to say, man, Cap might have been right, man. You might have had to read something.
Him. Nah, boy, that's when Luke was hot, man. He was on field down New York. One of them things showing them just shaking and everything. And I was like, man, they finally going to do a concert. They're 150. And Shreveport was a small town. Bossier City was a small town in that way. And we had no black women that looked that good in my eyesight, so I was looking forward to it, and I told them I wasn't going, so they put us out there. Shout out to Sergeant Anderson, who called me about 2 weeks ago. He was also on the team when we dropped the nuke.
Well, listen, you know you got to prove things to the internet, so go ahead and read that real quick.
Read that. It's a live read. And read out loud.
Cat Wim is a liar.
That man can read. They ain't play too much of this.
I know what I'm with y'all.
They're live read. They play too much of it. All right, we got more with Comedian Earthquake. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Comedian Earthquake.
True.
You know, one thing that's been coming up recently is comedians stealing jokes. Now, it seems like that would seem kind of something that's normal because, you know, if you're talking about a car or you're talking about black versus white, it seems like a lot of it. So has that happened to you?
I've been robbed more than any comedian on earth. I have. I have friends that have taken my jokes. I have friends that have called me and told me they have taken my jokes. I write another one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is what it's the thing I want to do. It happens. That's why I do not look at other comedians perform, because I don't physically write. I mentally write. So I don't want to be contaminated with the thought. You could sit here and see another comedian tell a joke, and subconsciously it'd be into you. Then you could sit here and get on stage and riff and come up with it and think you came up with it, but you previously saw somebody else do it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Sometimes it's only certain many subjects that is just covered. This is your version of OJ trial. This is your version of Trump. This is your version of Joe Biden. You know what I mean? So the shit happens. Me, myself, I just continue, you know, I just replenish as they diminish, and I just keep on going with it. The way I keep myself from even for that ever happening to me. I don't watch other comedians.
I've heard people say that. I found that video with Bernie Mac very interesting because Bernie Mac was like, people are going to take your jokes. Like,
yes.
Don't say your jokes around other comedians, especially the younger ones when the veterans are around.
Well, veteran and the rest of them. But see, it's the beautiful with me is, and I'm blessed that I don't have to go to a club to work a joke out.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? I can mentally see this is going to work. And I can apply it to my regular show as I'm doing it. Take one out, put a new one in, continue to make the rotation go. Certain comedians don't have that process. They have to actually write it down and then try it on the stage, and then you have comedians in the back, oh, I like that, and then they'll give you the thought pattern, they will give you their version of that thought pattern. This is what I would have said if I thought of that, you know, that's stealing too. So, you know, they sit there, but you just, it's an occupational hazard.
You think the DMV area gets the credit it deserves for being a comedy hotspot?
No. We have some of the great Martin, Dave, me, Tommy Davidson, Tony Woods. It's Don a lot.
Rollins.
Donnell, my
brother. Man, I was hoping
brother.
You left him out.
Nah, you can't leave.
I was hoping y'all left Donnell out.
No, you can't leave Donnell out. Yeah, Donnell, you know, these are my, we are in there. We're in. D.C. is a hard market. It's compared to like New York. They don't give you nothing in D.C. Mm-hmm. If you ain't funny, and they're going to let you know right there. And they'll wait until you succeed before they give you your accolades, too.
Was Comic View your big break?
In my totality of my career? Or just at that point? At that time, Comic View. Mm-hmm. Comic View was my big break. That's where everybody, and I could tell Quake fans when they come say, I want to put your A in your mama name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I know that, then I mean they was original Quake fans.
How do you feel about them bringing back Comic View? You think that
it was great? I was there when they was filming it with Mike and Kev. Mm-hmm. Any platform that allowed the genre to expand and give opportunities, I'm all for. And I participated, and I've done that my whole career with my radio show and me doing the club and everything else to expand it because it's a great art form. It's, you know, I don't, this vitriol that's going on, that is not what the job description of. We bring joy and sit here and make people laugh.
Is it true that Kim Whitley ghosted you after you put it down? Putting that in air quotes.
I get her on that. Yeah, me and Kim used to date for a brief, but she ghosted me after. She hit me and left me.
Damn. You might not have put it down like you thought you did in Earthquake.
Hey, man, I'm a king. I don't pay for dinner and satisfy you. You got to.
You got to pick one, huh?
You got to pick one. I'm King Joffrey now. You got to take care of the king, man.
Yeah. So it was a one-time thing?
Yeah, we dated one time. Kim did more for me than anything. When I first had my biggest break before that time, my TV show on ABC, and Kim came and helped me navigate through that because I had a lot of people around me that wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and showed me how to do TV and reiterated what I know now is, you know, I'm not an actor. I'm a movie star. And there's a difference.
You know, a conversation that always comes up is black comedians wearing a dress.
True.
Why? And what's your thoughts on it?
It's art. When white dudes, Marlon Wayne said it so perfectly, when white dudes do it, man, they're genius. When we do it, it has something to do with our manhood. Mm-hmm. You know, it's art. Mm-hmm. If it's a hit and it's funny, White Chicks was great. Big Mama House was great. You know what I mean? I know Marty. Marty is one of the manniest mans there is.
Sinead.
Knockout Sinead.
Larry Johnson, basketball player.
Grandmama.
My mother, Flip Wilson. Mm-hmm. Geraldine.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Kill you. The whole nine. And so it's just another, you know, another way to take shot at people that they want to. And what's heartbreaking for me is younger comedians that's taking these shots at the people that paved the way for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sickening.
Talk to us about the difference between being broken and dead, because you said at one point you were in the hole for $3 million.
Yeah, man. See, being broke, that means you just ain't got no money. And that means even if you got some money, you got to give it to somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? Right. That's the difference on it. And I was in debt because I was playing the game a lot of entertainers do. When I blow, I would take care of Uncle Sam during that time. Oh, and it never came. You know what I mean? And Uncle Sam don't play. So now, you know, it didn't come to fruition on that point of blowing at that point. So now I just put the money to the side knowing, you know, around April, I'm going to get molested financially.
And when Uncle Sam comes, Uncle Sam comes.
Oh, he comes.
And they average up. They don't average up. They average up.
And they let you. And see, the thing about Uncle Sam so good about it, he a sleeper cell. He allows you not to pay him. Until you fall off. Then he comes see you.
Yeah.
And it's not the money that you owe him that gets you. It's the penalties and interest.
Yes, oh, right. Yeah.
It's usually more than the principal. So the best thing is, so I'm like, okay, once it took me to get out, it took me about 6 years to get out of that hole.
You owe Uncle Sam $3 million?
Yeah, I owed to them $3 million out.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Got all of it under, you know.
Lord have mercy.
Well, Earthquake, we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
Man, thank y'all for having me. Please follow me at The Real Earthquake. And I love you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Appreciate you.
You too, my brother.
Thank you,
God bless y'all.
It's Earthquake. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Pastor Ox.
Go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, DJ, come spin. What's up, Nyla ATL?
What's up, guys? Hey, you know, people are calling me that now.
Nylana.
A combination, a little something.
Nylana. When you back? How many more weeks you got down there?
I think four more.
No.
Three more.
Yeah, it's been about three.
I really like it, though.
Like now. Atlanta's, I see you did a party this Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I just did Love R&B with Keith Thomas, B. Cox. A vibe.
Oh, dope. Yeah, my homegirl, the Portia, was there. Salute the Portia,
yeah,
man.
She pulled up. I really like Atlanta. It's different
it's
than
different.
New York's, like, party scene.
It's a great
right,
party
all
scene.
Right, yeah. We don't need you to like it too much, okay?
Yeah. Well, no, I still like New York as well, but it's just different, and it's cool to be around your people.
Yep.
We all speak the same language, but...
You said you're tired of being around all these Spanish people in New York City. You can't take it no more.
What? That's not what I said at all. Anyway, but being in Atlanta... I think it's only right that I start off with this new Lotto and Anicia record called Back Outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. Drop like Lotto. That's dope. With Lotto. Yeah. I like Lotto. Yeah. I saw Lotto on something the other day. I don't know if it was something, Tic Tac. And she
TikTok.
She might have been dancing to this song, and it was her and all her homegirls. And I was like, see, I like that energy. It was just an energy.
It is cool.
It's TikTok. And I see she got a record. You know, J-Lo dropped a record, too. Yeah, she got a record with J-Lo, too.
Like,
salute to Lotto.
But she also, it's the fact that Anicia is from her hometown. So she's, like, bringing in the next generation. Even though she's still young, fresh, and hot. So
Lotto fire. Salute to Lotto.
What dance was that, Charlamagne?
That's what Lotto was doing on TikTok. She was like,
I don't think that's what she was doing.
I don't think she was doing that dance.
She was.
That wasn't it.
But she looked cool as hell.
All right, the next record I'm going to go with is with Rob 49 and Lil Wayne. It's called With Satin Baby.
Okay.
That is one of the most toxic, hardest lines. What? F for $1,000, I call that bitch my grandbaby.
Oh.
God damn, Wayne.
Wayne went crazy.
That's sick.
He went crazy. He snapped. I like
what? Ever for $1,000? Call it my grandbaby. Like, that is sick.
You like that line?
No, I mean it's sick. Why would you want to call a woman that you
in
your grandbaby?
That's the only line that you remembered from the record.
That's what stuck out to me just now.
Is that how you pronounce "with satin baby"?
I heard him say "ever for $1,000." Call it my grandbaby.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's different.
With satin baby, I'm trying to say it in the best New Orleans accent I can. Rob Horton and I, Lil Wayne. All right, then I'm gonna go with, you were talking about Bobby Caldwell earlier, a white guy who can sing. It's this other guy named Jameson that I just discovered, and he got this new record called Love Me.
Sound like a little Ray J, a little thing. It's on the night.
He's white.
Yeah.
His name is what?
Jameson.
You can't be white and be named after dark liquor.
J-M-S-N.
Nah, you can't be white and named after dark liquor. Call him Absolute or something. Seagram. You can't. I'm not calling that white man Jameson.
His name is
Jameson.
That's
his name, man.
That's his real name?
Yes.
I don't believe that. What is mom and daddy name?
Man, I don't know.
Ask Jake what his real name is.
Jake.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? But get into him. He's heavy neo soul alternative. Okay. All right. But he's a vibe. And then last but not least, I got to shout out this Meg record, Hiss, that has caused a whole debacle online. I saw you guys talking about it in the rumor report.
Well, yep. Megan called up. She called up this morning, and I asked her, was she going to be naming names? And she said, look, all the hit dogs going to holler.
Well, obviously, Nicki.
I didn't know it was obviously. That was the least obvious.
I didn't know it was obvious either, but I woke up this morning and I saw it online. So she started off the record with, these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes be mad at Megan's Law. So Megan's Law is the name of a federal law in the U.S. requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to public regarding registered sex offenders.
And that's slick.
Oh, okay.
She didn't have no lines for Party or the Baby. Who's the woman dancing? Who's the woman that made R. Kelly go viral on TikTok? Who's that for?
Don't write nothing else down, J-Pen. So much to say on schedule, conjugal visits or something. I don't see nothing about R. Kelly, so
it's
I don't
in
know.
There, man. I ain't retarded.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird now. Oh, we didn't play the record.
Oh, let's hear it. I didn't even hear the Megan's Law line when I first heard it. Now I heard it make all the sense in the world. She said a bitch that was dancing making R. Kelly go viral. Men who hate on BBLs and have the same scars. So those are a couple of the disses. Of course, we know what the JPEG send money conjugal visit line is. That's the Tory. Hey, man, all's fair in love and rap. I mean, listen, I was born in 1978, so there's nothing that somebody's going to say on a rap record that's going to offend me. I just want everybody to keep the same energy for everybody, because it feels like there's a double standard a lot of the time. Question, Nyla, is it fair for Nicki to do the Bigfoot line, making fun of a woman who got shot in the foot by a man?
Is it fair? I mean, there is no fair in
rap battle. I'm just asking. Because when guys do it, everybody gets upset. Because there's been guys that have done that to Meg, too.
Well, I think people are going harder on men doing it because it's a man who shot her.
Or maybe it was a random shot.
But shouldn't a woman feel more empathy towards a woman that has experienced violence towards a man?
But I feel like there should be no gender on empathy. Like, you should just have empathy towards somebody going towards something, regardless if it's man versus woman. But like, to what you're saying, it's war, so it's kind of like,
and by the way, we all full of it, because everybody can say something that hurts your feelings. I don't have any feelings.
What?
That I show.
so you'll never
see me, you know, react like that in public. But everybody has something that is their thumbscrew that will like piss them off in some way, shape, or form.
So are you saying that the law?
No,
thing
I'm saying
is
we're all saying
or?
We're all saying all's fair in love and war until somebody says something we don't like about us, and then we're like, that person went too far.
Oh, okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's messy.
That's how I got it. It's messy.
I don't
know. Now we're talking. It's mess. It ain't no point to try to make any logical sense of it. It's mess. It's a whole bunch of noise, and people are entertained.
But do you think it's going to be just like a, because you think it's just going to be mad beef records coming now for
Nicki? Listen, I'm all for it. If they keep it in the art, I'm all for that. As long as Envy said something earlier that's true. When we say keep it on records nowadays, we're not even talking about street stuff.
No.
We talking about don't do none of the goofy stuff like go to social media and get on Instagram Live.
Tweets,
don't be tweeting. IG. Don't be doing sketches. Get in that booth and make some records.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nyla.
Yes, thank you guys. And make sure if you guys are in LA Grammy weekend, we're going to be kicking it off with Certified Vibe Live, which is, of course, the spinoff of the Pass the Aux segment. And it's an R&B night. So we actually have Grammy nominated artist Kenyon Dixon hitting the stage, followed by Josh Levi, Leighton Green, Adana Daru, Jack Freeman. So we have a good little lineup. So make sure you guys pull up on me at the Peppermint Club.
All right. Thank you, Nyla. When we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.